Hello, welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman, and it is September 4th, 2005. This is the first episode entitled Dogs of War. This is the first episode, and it's called Dogs of War. One of the earliest known examples of dogs being used in warfare is the Romans, who created legions of dogs outfitted with armor and used them as an attacking force. And this was copied, sort of, when in the Middle Ages when dogs were outfitted with armor and used to defend caravans. And ever since the Middle Ages, there have been many great leaders who have also used dogs in their military operations. People like Frederick the Great, who used dogs as messengers between his command posts and his front lines, and later in the 18th and 19th century, when Napoleon used watchdogs to guard his military installations, and Benjamin Franklin, who suggested that dogs could prevent against British ambush because of their superior sense of hearing and smell. Now, in the Civil War, we get to know more about individual dogs who were famous for their valor and courage. One such dog was Jack, a spotted bull terrier who was a member of the Pennsylvania 102nd Infantry during the Civil War, from August 15, 1861 to December 23, 1864. He was famous for finding wounded soldiers after battles, and these battles include Antietam, Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville, Gettysburg. So this dog went through a lot. In 1863, Jack was taken prisoner, but then exchanged for another Confederate prisoner and went back to work. He was wounded three times, including once at Fredericksburg. And finally, in 1864, he was killed by thieves who coveted Jack's silver collar, which was awarded to him by the regiment for his extreme valor. Another dog during the Civil War was Spot, who was a 150-pound Great Dane and was famous for being a prison guard at Andersonville Prison for captured Union soldiers. He frequently mauled Union soldiers trying to escape, and although many of the prison guard dogs were killed by invading Union forces, Spot was able to retire to the civilian life after the war. Later in World War I, basically all the main armies, had their own canine corps. The Germans had a 60,000 dog army for World War I, and they had established a special official training school and canine corps. At the school, all dogs went through a canine boot camp, which is just basically one big obstacle course. And they even had a baptism of fire, where grenades were exploded while the dogs were eating. And if the dogs ran, they were rejected from being in the corps. And if they didn't run, they were accepted. Please go to my website, www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com, for more info and my bibliography, or email me at geo47@graffiti.net.